This week's parsha, we learn Al Kain Yomru Moshlim Bo Cheshbon Tiba Nevesi Gonein Ir Sichon. It talks about how the Moshlim, the soothsayers of or prophets of some sort, they sang. It's perhaps referring to Bilam and Baor. Bo Cheshbon, as the house Sichon conquered the city of Cheshbon for Moab, and that's relevant to all of the geopolitical dynamics going on in this week's parsha. There's a famous Medrash of Chazal Maseches Bava Basra, made famous by the elucidation and the elaboration in the Mesilas Nesharim. Al Kain Yomru Moshlim Bo Cheshbon, the Moshlim B'Yitzram Say Bo Nachshav Cheshbon Oshel Olam. It's Cheshbon HaNefesh. That's where the phrase Cheshbon HaNefesh comes from, this pasuk. Right? You either schar the mitzvah against the hefzid, and the hefzid of Aveira against the schar, and then you know how to make the right decisions. So this drush of Chazal, Kain Yomer Hamoshlim Bo Cheshbon, the Moshlim Yitzro make a Cheshbon Nefesh. It's a great idea. I'm all in favor. But it seems like it has very little to do with the pasuk, which is talking about a war between Moab and Sichon. So we'll know when we got there and we saw that we conquered certain things from Sichon, who it used to belong to, and what was the history of the military history of this area. Seems to have very little to do with the drush of Chazal. So I heard a very nice hesber that in fact this drush of Chazal is Pshuto Shel Mikra. What's going on here? Al Kain Yomer Moshlim Bo Cheshbon. These Moshlim, what did they see? They saw a war. Sichon and Moab. Sichon Melech Amori is the big winner. Moab is the big loser. And what did they see? They looked at what was right in front of them right then and right now and said, we see Moab's the loser. Sichon's the big winner. Sichon's successful. Sichon's on top of the world because he conquered all this territory. And he's the big winner. The future of the world is with Sichon Melech Amori. What did they not realize? They didn't realize that, as Chazal tell us, Amun Umar of Tiro b'Sichon, really this is all part of divine plan. Al Tatzar es Moav Yaltisgar Bel Milchama, right? We have an Isser because Moav comes from Lot who helped Avraham. We're not allowed to conquer any territory from Moav. So Hashem arranged things so that Sichon should have some pretext, a war between the Amorim and the Moavim, and Sichon should conquer a lot of territory. Why? Not because he's the future and he's the top of the world and now he's the up-and-coming world power. It was just an excuse in Hashem's plan for him to take it away from Moab, who was related to us, so that we could come and shmeis him legamre and totally defeat him and take all the territory for ourselves, and so that we could get the territory. In that story, here, Al Kain Yomer Moshlim Bo Cheshbon, there were these very important people, the smartest people in the world with the most political influence and the most insight. And they said, what do we see? We look at the world and we see it's Sichon is going to be the rule of the world now. Sichon is the most powerful. They looked at what was in front of them and they got it totally wrong. They totally misunderstood what was going on in front of their faces, even though they're the smartest people in the world. And they didn't realize that, no, it was just in a few months from now, Hashem's plan could come true and he could reward Bnei Yisrael and punish the Rishayim. It says, that shot of that pasuk, why did the pasuk tell us this? It's just telling us how foolish people are when they look at what's in front of them and don't think that maybe there's something going on in the long term. Don't think about the long term effects. Don't think about the fact that Hashem has a plan for the world and there's something beyond the physical. There's a spiritual element to the world. How you get it 100% wrong. Pasuk shot of this pasuk is Nachshov cheshbono shel olam schar mitzvah keneged hefseid hefseid mitzvah keneged schar. Why do people do the wrong thing? Because they look at the here and now. And they say, oh, that's too hard for me. I don't want to sacrifice for this, or I would really enjoy doing that, etc. If you just look at the here and now, then you end up as stupid as those Moslem who said, Bo Cheshbon, you think the world is one thing, and you don't realize that it's in fact, legamrei, the opposite. And therefore, what we learned from this pasuk, Al Pshuto Shel Mikra, is that if you really want to make the right decisions, you really want to understand what's going on in the world, don't just look at what's in front of your eyes right now. Realize that everything has something deeper behind it, and that what looks good now might be bad later, and what looks hard now might actually be rewarding later, and then you'll actually be able to succeed in achieving what you want to achieve and becoming successful and being the real winner in the really important things in this world.